What will you tell your patients with diabetes who would have met the inclusion criteria for freedom? In other words, how would you help them understand?
Well, first of all, the problem is most patients with diabetes who undergo cardiac catheterization, they already have 2 or 3 vessel disease. So we have to tell the patients prior to the catheterization that the angiogram probably will show disease by which surgical intervention is the option of choice. So that goes away from the what has been done up until now, that after finishing the catheterization, since the patient is there, then you do an angioplasty or stenting. Patients have to be told before. You follow me?
Yes, yes.
In other words, this all begins that is going probably to be a candidate, any patient with diabetes who undergoes catheterization, and should already be advised before, because otherwise, at the time of the cut, it's easy to say, yes, okay, since you are here, let's do it.
Right.
So, you follow me?
Yeah, so the point of that is to prevent ad hoc PCI,
yeah,
right?
It is even beyond whether a patient is candidate or not. It begins usually in the cath lab. Most of the people who rejected to be in our study is because they were told at the time of the procedure that would you prefer an angioplasty? And they said, yes, I don't want to participate.
Right, right, right.
You follow me?
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, second question.
Okay. What were the nature of the strokes in Freedom?
The strokes were actually a small number, but they were with some degree of disability in 60% of the group that had stenting, 70% on the group that had surgery. This is with some degree of disability. With a significant degree of disability was 27% in the stenting group and 55% in the CABG group. The number of strokes is relatively small, and actually it's throughout, so it's not an issue that you could say is at the time of the procedure. And we actually believe that the reason for the fact that there was more benefit on the group with stenting in a long term is because they were taking clopidogrel and aspirin together much more than the group with bypass grafting, which were taking aspirin alone, the majority.
Great.
This is a hypothesis we are going to test.
Right, right.
Next.
Was there any heterogeneity in your outcome by the diabetes severity?
Yeah, it was different. There was a large group that the hemoglobin A1C was more than 7%. Actually, the average was 7.8% in the overall study. And there was a group that was less than 7%. The reality is that regardless of the degree of diabetes control, the results were equal in favor of cabbage. But certainly was a heterogeneous group, though. Most of the patients with type 2 diabetes, not type 1.
Right, right, right. Okay. And then the last question is, do you think the results are relevant to patients in their 80s for whom cabbage might
there
be a big
deal? There were very few patients who had 80 years of age or more. And what I would say at that age, the issue of survivorship, myocardial infarction, stroke is secondary compared with whether you can relieve the angina. So I think that at the moment you get into an age in which the issue of survivorship, myocardial infarction, or a stroke is secondary compared with whether you can do something for the angina that the patient has, I would vote for the possibility of considering in that group perhaps a stenting. You follow?
Yes, I do. Yes,
not
I
in
do.
Favor, but saying you should put things on a way of discussion, because it depends what your goal is. If your goal is to relieve angina, maybe that could be accomplished with simple stenting.